I forget. Got it.
Okay, now it's gone.
Okay, good evening. It is 6 p.m. and I'd like to call the Otter Rock Water District Budget Committee to order today. And let's begin with the roll call. Lisa?
Here.
Beth?
Here.
Eileen?
Here.
Pat?
Here.
Joni, here. Good.
Only we're part all here. Of
The purposes of this meeting are to review the rates and the fees proposed for 23-24 and to discuss the changes that remain. So let's start with Pat and the short-term rental description.
Okay. Let's see.
I mean, we're going to just go for it, right? Okay, so.
Why not? We've all been through a few of these meetings, so my suggestion was that we just call that instead of single family vacation rental, and then have to have the starred definition as documented and licensed by Lincoln County ordinances, and they call them short-term rentals. And so why can't we?
Okay, Beth.
We want to refer to Lane County's licensing program because we don't want to have to be the rent police. This way we go on their authority. If it's licensed under their program, it's a residence in a residential zone. That's where they give the licenses.
Do you mean Lincoln as opposed to Lane?
Did I say Lane?
Did I hear Lane? I think
you might have.
You might have.
All right, Lincoln County.
Okay, so you meant Lincoln. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, Lincoln County's, because that's where we're getting it from, and that's, you know, otherwise we have to be the rent police. And we're a water district. We don't want to be the rent police.
How does that make us the rental police?
Because we would have to determine who was and who wasn't a short-term rental.
Don't we have to do that anyway?
No.
How do we know that we're charging all the right people? Don't we get the list from the sheriff? And
yeah, it's online. You can look it up anytime. I periodically look at it. You know, we had one that said that we've gone to a long-term rental. So I popped in there and you know, it's on their website, and looked them up, and sure enough, they had been dropped from the rental licensing.
Okay, so do we not do that periodically as a matter of course? How else do we
do now? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So why not just call them like they are?
Well, let me ask this question before you answer.
We are calling them like we are.
Oh, okay.
Why can't we just call them instead of residential, like Pat, you know, like we have it now, short-term rentals, and then still have that asterisk, you know, as guided by Lincoln County, blah, 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 blah.
Because you mean call them vacation, short-term vacation rentals?
No, yeah.
Short-term. If you had a business and they were operating a business and they were, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, you know, what if they were renting for a month to another business? But they're in a residential zone, so they're residential units. That's the definition of the type of building they are is a residential. Single family residential building.
Let me ask this question. In Lincoln County ordinances, do they call them single family vacation rentals? And then we've adopted the language based on their ordinance?
We just refer to their ordinance.
And what does Lincoln County call them? I mean, in their ordinance, what do they call them? Do you know?
Short-term rental, or it's single family. They aren't.
No.
or residential?
Oh, I looked this up the other day, but I didn't print it out to bring that to the meeting tonight.
So I don't know where my cards are. Eileen. You're getting a piece of paper. So I'm trying to understand this. If we in our rate sheet put short-term
rental.
If we put the short-term rental in our rate sheet, are we then, I guess I'm not understanding why we wouldn't want to do that. Is it because?
What is it? What exactly is wanted to do? Call them something different?
No. I think what Pat is wondering is why can't we on the rate sheet put short-term rental? And I guess I'm trying to figure out what is the reason that we wouldn't want to do that? And I guess it's because once you've labeled it that, then you're restricting yourself to just a short-term rental. Is that kind of what you're saying, Beth? I'm just trying to understand why you wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, you could call them short-term vacation. I think vacation rental is clearer. Using the word vacation is clearer than just short-term rental. But you could call them, you know, a short-term vacation rental.
I think that might be more clear than just short. I think that's pretty clear. I really do.
I mean, people understand what a vacation rental is, and they're in single family units, but short-term vacation rental would probably.
Pat, would that work for you? Yeah, wait, go ahead.
Some other places, including Lincoln County, refer to them as nightly, which is how they are rented. You're charged by the night.
Oh.
So
could you?
Short-term rentals is what the sheriff's department calls them, last I checked.
Pat, would you feel okay with a short-term vacation rental? Would you feel okay with that?
I just think it's kind of confusing to see single family.
Okay. Well, so what do y'all think? Okay, so we're not voting on it. We're just going to look at it. Give me a card, and Eileen, you'll have to tell me what color card you want to put up.
My cards.
Okay, so just give me a card so we can all look and see how we feel about a short-term vacation rental instead of single family. I can do that. I think I can do that. Beth, how do you feel? Okay. All right. So let's change that to short-term vacation rental. And then I like the idea of as documented and licensed by the ordinances being on there. Is that okay with everybody?
As what?
I like the idea that we still say as documented and licensed by the Lincoln County Ordinance.
I believe we have to. That's a priority. Okay. We have to refer to their list.
Because really, I don't think any of us want to be police. Really
we,
don't.
We can't be the rent police. No.
Okay. That's the first correction that we'll make then. Okay. Pat, are you're good? You're good with that?
Sure.
Okay. The next, Eileen, you have a suggestion concerning the state park rate. Go ahead.
One question before we go there. Back to your comment about looking at the tax records to see how things are listed. So if we have, and I know we don't have very many of these, but if we have a home in our community that's been purchased and they turn it into a short-term rental, are they responsible for telling us, or do we have to go out and actually find that information?
Beth, did you have a card?
Yeah, we need to find that information. We don't have anything in our ordinances that tells our customers they have to tell us how they're using their building. It's real easy to do, and it's not likely that we will have any new ones.
Yeah, right.
Because we're going from, I don't know what, something like 25 in zone 2 of current short-term rentals to a cap of 9. So until those other ones drop off, which means if the property is sold, they can't transfer the license or they voluntarily drop off, it'll be a few years before this zone gets down to 9. I think it's 9 or 10 it would be.
Okay. Pat?
Just to be clear, the Lincoln County Ordinance 487, 490, 509, and 523, which was the last one, as well as the county order establishing those 7 geographic areas, all refer to them as short-term rental licensing program.
Mm-hmm.
Good. So we'd be in line, and I think that vacation might help our customers. But that puts us in line with the ordinance then with Lincoln County.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay. All righty. And you all are okay with, that's okay. We're set to go. Okay, Eileen, how about the state park? What were you thinking about that?
I know it's revenue-wise, it's not significant, but I think that if we're going to publish this rate sheet and people are going to see this, and they're going to see government facility at $72.50, and it's a 3/4 inch line, and then you've got a commercial at 33/4 inches at 85. I just feel like we should bump the government facility up to the 85, just so there's not any question.
Okay, Beth. Sorry. Did I cut you off? I'm sorry.
No.
Did I cut you?
Okay. No, I think we should bump it up to 85 so that everything is kind of in line.
Okay.
I don't understand the 2-inch. I don't know what that is.
They are a 2-inch, by the way. The state parks is a 2-inch. They have 2-inch service to the bathrooms there.
So why is there a 3/4 inch for the government facility?
I do not know.
If
there ever was one, maybe the old post office was 3/4 inch.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, but I don't understand why we would want to up the fees for the state parks. They're deemed commercial because they're not a residential, but they aren't a money-making business. In fact, you and I, all of us are helping to pay their water bill because it's taxpayer supported. And I think that's probably why they've been at a lower rate to begin with. They don't make any money.
That's a good point.
And they pay for extra water.
And they do pay for the shower. And that was an issue a couple of years ago. I think it was maybe two seasons ago, and they have this shower that runs down there, and we were watching people just turn on the shower and leave it on, and we were going, no, please. So Jimmy put on a controlling unit, which turns it off automatically after a certain period of time. You know, if a person turns it on, then it goes
right,
for a while.
It's timed. Yeah.
And so they put that on. They paid for that to go on. And then we began to charge them separately an additional amount for the shower. So they really are paying $72.50 plus $14.50.
Are they metered?
Yes. They're paying right now. They're paying for two facilities because there's two bathroom areas. So they're paying and an extra. So that's 50 each and an extra $10 for the shower. So they're at 210 now.
So and then is there overages?
Yes. Yes. Okay. And they go over a couple months. No more than 3 months do they go over. And another interesting thing about the shower, 1 year apparently we turned them off because we were on low water. We actually ended up using more because people were taking their wetsuits inside and rinsing them in the sinks. And they had to use water to clear the drains.
Yep.
And they
ended up using more. It was a mess. It was just a mess. Oh, it was awful. I mean, didn't they get actually clogged? They had to go in and actually unclog them.
Yeah, and they were using water to unclog them. And
It was awful.
Yeah,
that's what kind of precipitated the let's do something about the shower then.
Right.
As opposed to, you know, just charging them more for it.
Right.
Do you feel...
Yeah, the surf shop ends up using more water than the state parks do.
Wow. Do you feel differently about it now with explanation, Eileen?
Yeah, I do. I mean, you know, that's a good point. We're all paying for it. So, and it's not like they're, you know, making money. So, yeah, I didn't really even think about it that way. I was more just looking at it and wondering what the, you know, what a resident would think when they saw that. Well, why isn't the state park getting charged for?
Is it possible to put in parentheses, you know, the state park or Otter Rock State Park, and, you know, so that that's clear and people understand that it's truly a public park? I mean, they know it's a public park, but that's what we're talking about there.
We could, I wouldn't ID them necessarily. We could end up, well, I guess we won't. Who else? We have two public facilities.
We do.
Yeah, but we could say government/public facility, maybe.
It works.
No. Public facility, okay.
What is our other public facility?
The fire station.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And our office is public property.
Service then for them?
What?
They're not on a 3/4-inch service, are they?
Who?
Is that why there's a...
I don't know what theirs is. There's four entities that have public property in Otter Rock. The fire, Depot Bay Rural Fire Department, the state parks, the Otter Rock Community Center office, and we have a public park.
Yeah, Lisa.
I would put nonprofit after the state park's name.
Oh, good idea.
So government, public facility, and then
I wouldn't put public facility. I would just put nonprofit.
Oh. Well, no, I wouldn't say nonprofit. What if you have a nonprofit move into a commercial property? Like, say, a nonprofit moves into the old post office building. Are you going to change their water or what? I mean, maybe you would. Maybe you would drop them down.
No, you've got a good point.
Okay.
Public owned facility?
Public owned?
Why can't we just say state park?
Because we could have another one.
State park / fire department?
Then we're kind of...
I don't see why we have to address that because hardly anyone has ever questioned that, have they? I mean,
well, we have. I mean, that's true.
But if we said public facility, public owned facility or something.
Why don't we stick with that government/public facility?
And I'll leave the state park part.
Yeah. Is the fire district, they're not charged, are they, Beth?
No.
No. Okay. I didn't think so.
They never have been. They don't even have a meter that I know of.
Right.
Very interesting. Very interesting. I didn't know that all those things. Okay. So do you feel okay about, Pat, are you?
I don't have my bike card for some reason.
I'll be right over with no more cards.
Oh, I have one somewhere, but I just can't find it. Is it possible that 3/4-inch service under government facility is for that extra meter that Jim put in to measure what the shower usage was?
Well, that is a 3/4-inch, that sub-meter, but that would just be the line from their main connection to, or their to the shower line to the shower and the meter.
So we don't really have anybody on that 3/4-inch rate?
No, but we may have at one time. I'm assuming we probably did at one time.
Okay.
And I don't think, you know, single unit commercial, we don't have any, we only have 3/4-inch right now, but they have those different service sizes. I don't know why for that either, but I would caution taking something away in case you needed it down the road.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so Eileen, you're okay with it now being government/public facility.
Yep.
And we won't identify the state park. Okay, good. And then while we're here, before I turn it over to Lisa, I just wanted to ask the question, you know, up in the single unit commercial, the 1.5-inch is 138 and the 2-inch is 130. And it just seemed interesting to me. I don't know why that is, and I don't even know that it matters. But I thought it was kind of interesting that the smaller inch pipe was more than the larger one.
The larger one, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. You would think it would be the other way around.
Yep, and I don't know why that is.
The same.
138.
Uh-huh.
Is everybody okay with doing something? I mean, I don't know.
We don't have any 1.5-inch, but we don't have any 2-inch, but we could make them the same. That would make more sense to me.
Okay, so could you give me a card on your feelings about, thoughts about making the 1.5-inch and the 2-inch the same at 138? Okay, we'll do that. Okay. All right. And then Lisa, would you talk about the turnoff fee increase?
Yeah, if we are, obviously we hope to raise the rates, so our turnoff fee should equal the 12 months, because that was the whole purpose of it, is we need to make sure that it equals the 12 months of paying for our water rates. That was the purpose of it to begin with, so that people didn't turn it off and we didn't have a shortfall, because, you know, if they turn it off for the summer or, you know, the winter, you know, and they're gone for 6 months, that, you know, we have this huge shortfall, and we didn't want them to do that because we can't afford to do that. So it was basically, you know, what our monthly rent is, the fee is times 12.
Okay. So, and what would you like that number to be?
Well, 65 times 12, 780.
Yeah.
I think that makes sense.
I have no problem with it. I thought about it too that night when we were doing it. I mean, after we were doing it, when I was doing that chart, but it's not a huge thing. I think the main thing is it's a substantial amount, so it deters people from even thinking about turning it off for 6 months.
So this is a new line, is that correct?
No. Second line under fees, Joni.
It says turn on to resume canceled service is 600.
Yes.
Change but we're going to say 750?
80.
80.
780.
Yeah. 65 a month times 12.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. And as far as I know, we've never had to collect it.
I don't
think we never. It's such a great deterrent, but I wanted the community to know that, they can't just, it really sucks for people that, go away for 6 months, but we can't afford it. Honestly.
No, we still have to support their connection, everyone. Ability to serve all these customers. So
Okay. So what I see on this is that we have a couple of things that will change on the rate sheets, and I'm going to go through this right here, and here and here. All right, I have four things. The first is under residential, it will say short term, second line will be short term vacation rental, flat rate. Under multi-unit commercial, under 2-inch line of the single unit commercial will be 138, which is the same as 1.5 inch. The label for the next line will be government/public facility. And the fourth one is the number 2 on the fees, which is turn on to resume cancel service, will be 780. Is that correct? Is that what you all have? Mm-hmm. Are you all okay if me making those changes then? I guess we should really vote. Are you ready to vote for the water rate adjustments? Is there a motion to approve?
Pat has a question.
Pat. Sorry. That's really good. It's obvious that you want my attention. I really got it.
Just a thought for maybe a meeting early next year. Would it be a matter of better policy perhaps for the board to, I guess it would have to be an ordinance, to prohibit vacation turn on and turn offs, just to actually prohibit them.
Lisa, you're shaking your head.
I don't know how you do that.
Yeah, I don't think we can.
Well, I don't know that, I mean, if they want to turn it off, they're still going to get charged. They're going to get charged if they turn it back on.
Right.
Right.
Well, and they're not allowed to touch it to turn it off or on anyway.
Well, correct. I don't think they're supposed to.
No, and they.
How much would it, theoretically, how much does it cost the district to have Highland come and do those? It's probably way more than that $75.
No. No, we were running slightly over the first year with Highland. We were running slightly over the 50, and that's why we raised it. The turn off or turn on fees, we raised it to 75, so it does cover it now.
Okay, but
it's not costing more than that so far. It really varies because there were some where they didn't know where the corpse stop was, and they spent an hour digging around trying to find the corpse stop so they could turn the water off for someone to do a major plumbing repair.
That's going to change.
Then some of them only cost less than 50, so.
I thought Highland was charging us like 2-hour travel times each way.
No, because they have a local person.
Cody.
Cody. Oh.
He lives in Walport, and he doesn't charge travel time, and he takes care of Beverly Beach and wherever else here that they do. So
good to know.
Pay that travel time for the
other people.
To do like the meters and
okay. I gotcha.
Okay, good. Okay, now is there a motion to approve the rate schedule as we've changed it tonight?
I'll make that motion.
Okay, and Pat, let's do a vote. Pat?
Yes.
Beth?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Lisa?
Yes.
Joni? Yes. Okay.
Motion passes.
Okay, so my next question was, okay, so how do these changes impact the proposed water district budget? And it was just a question. Is this going to make any changes? Do we have to accommodate that in the budget in any way?
I don't think so, because the only thing that would have changed is if we would have upped the government fees. So the numbers really should just stay the same.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah. Just right. Want to make sure that we're not going to miss that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is there any other business for the budget committee?
Well, are we still going to shoot for the same date for the hearing?
But can we push it out, Beth, to like the 28th or 29th?
You know, that gives us no breathing room at all. If we can't meet for some reason, you know, if.
So the 26th?
No, not the 26th, Monday. It's supposed to be we're tentatively set for the 27th on a Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought it was a 26th.
No.
Okay.
I mean, we could, but well, that's pulling it really close. I don't know. Because we have to have the 30 days from the mailing.
Right, we're trying to get those in the mail Friday, right?
Right, because of the holiday.
Yeah.
And weekend.
Okay, so the 27th, that's fine. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
It's okay. On my calendar too. Okay.
And so we just need, Eileen, if you change the date on the notice.
Yep.
Things that you worked up.
Yeah.
We didn't send those out to everybody. I don't know. Anyway, Eileen did a great job and the little thing about why we're raising the rates and stuff.
I haven't sent it to anybody yet. I just sent it to you because I wanted you to look at it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'll change the dates. And then should I send it out to everybody?
That would be nice.
Okay.
We have to get it, you know, probably into the printer. Have Whitney send it into the printer tomorrow.
Yep.
So that it can be picked up. And, you know, 2 days, they ought to be able, it's really going to be simple. It's going to be two sheets of paper.
Yeah.
Sided. Yep. And if Joni can get that.
Rate schedule. I can do that.
To Eileen, that make those minor changes.
Does that need to go to the printer too?
I would like us to include that in there.
In the mailing?
Yes.
Okay.
So they can, and it, yeah, as long as it says proposed, you know, and.
It's in bold.
Take the draft off of it. I think I had draft when I sent you. Take draft off it and then just
have it proposed. Are you going to leave the changes in bold?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we should because
that's how you mark things.
And also it was really helpful to me to just kind of look at all the, like down below in the fees. The first time I did it, Beth caught the fact that the return check non-sufficient funds wasn't in bold. And I thought, oh, it really does need to be because that's a new fee.
Right.
That's a new fee.
Yeah.
But it would help me read it a lot better.
Oh, ordinance. As long as we're still proofing, I think I have the latest copy.
Is ordinance without an I? Is that what you're going to say?
No, I'm saying the ordinance is 2018-05, not 0-5.
Okay, wait, where are we?
I'm looking at the bottom for system development charge. I just saw this.
Okay, so, okay. Oh, say, would you say it again? 2018.
Dash 05.
No dash between the 05.
Dash between the zero and the five, yeah.
Okay, good, thank you. All right, I have six changes to make. Now, does anybody have any visual things that you, would you like to see anything different about it? You know, anything?
Yeah, I think you could take out a little bit of the white space between the last thing under residential and commercial, but there's nothing major.
I was just kind of putting commercial more chunked together, but I'll kind of mess with that a little bit. It ends up to be on one page, which is what we wanted.
Right. Did my copy not show up for you on one page? Is that why you keep saying that?
No, I heard you say that was a goal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so if it's a goal, I want you to know we are meeting the goal.
Oh, yes, definitely.
We are meeting.
Yeah, it looks fantastic. I really like it.
Oh, good. Well, you gave me a really good thing to go by. So that was fine.
We don't want the logo on there.
Oh.
The logo takes up a lot of space. That would.
Yeah.
Unless you do it as a watermark, and then that kind of makes things a little bit hard to read if you get the watermark a little too dark.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Okay. I have six things I'm going to change then. Goody, goody. Okay. So then if we've completed our work as a budget committee, are we adjourned? We are adjourned.
I think we are.
6:37. Oh yeah, Lisa, are you saying something with your hand?
Nope, I'm stopping recording.
Okay,
we're adjourned.